This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I want to apologize. I'm eating my leftover dinner for my meal right now. And what hubby picked me up was Capriotti's. And for those of you guys not familiar with Capriotti's, they got this really good sandwich. And it's yummy. Sorry, I'm hearing some feedback. So I get to hear this in stereo sound on my end. But what's very, very cool is they have like a turkey meal in a sandwich. Have you guys ever had, they call it the Bobby. I'm not really sure because there's nothing really like Australian about it. But it has turkey, stuffing, cranberry, and bread. Now, I've never done that. There's a lot of you guys that do that. Like you'll eat French dip, or you'll take brisket, or you'll take old steak and make a sandwich of it. That makes no sense. If you're going to eat steak, sit down with a fork and knife and slice that fork into it and see the succulent juices sizzle out of it and eat the steak normally. But I get that. Next day, the, what's it called when the food is not layover? Why can't I think of the term when you eat your leftovers? So when you're eating, yeah, your layaway. I lay away my leftovers. Your leftovers are more dry. So why not throw a crap load of mayonnaise on it and stick it in a sandwich? I've never really done that. But I think I will because I am really in love with the sandwich. I mean, true, it's dripping cranberry juice all over my outfits. Now I have, you know, purple stains. But, man, it's just really, really yummy. So I just have to say that. Okay, so we have another idiotic trend where people are using rubber bands to remove scar tissue. Have you guys seen this? All right, the last stupid trend we talked about on YouTube was the condom challenge. You guys remember the condom challenge? There's two condom challenges, by the way, out there. You guys need to be aware of. One is you fill up a condom full of water, and you dump it on your buddy's head. And if the condom is a really good condom, and we're talking like basketball diameter, filling up with water, stretching that condom out to its fullest. You take the condom, you dump it on your buddy's head. It practically inverts over your buddy's head for a period of time, then it eventually bursts. That's one condom challenge. The other condom challenge is where you snort a condom up one side of your nose, and then you pull it out through your throat. Very stupid, but this is what people do. Well, now, the next thing we're being told is something called the rubber band method. I guess there's some tutorials where it shows you how to remove scars. Now, the type of scar they're talking about is a keloid. Keloids, and I really feel bad for people that get keloids. Keloids are rather than you getting a little bitty scar that, you know, fades over time and you can barely see it. Keloids grow. And if you have that potential to keloid, you have this big bubble of a scar. And the scar is darker many times than your regular skin. Or it could be lighter than your regular skin, so it stands out. So we're seeing YouTubers wrapping rubber bands around the keloids to restrict their blood supply, turn them black, and fall off. Now, Dr. Anton Alexandrov, who's a consultant dermatologist and British Skin Foundation spokesperson, says this is a very unhelpful practice. It's painful and can result in infection. Plus, it could result in further disfigurement in certain areas. Why? Because it's causing cell death or necrosis in an uncontrollable and unpredictable way. So necrosis can cause death, obviously, if you start losing areas of blood supply and then you start getting infection because bacteria take advantage because the blood supply is not bringing all the inflammatory cells. So you can actually start losing body parts, later get septic, and die. So it is some pretty significant stuff. Now, I'm looking at this one lady who has a real nasty keloid on her ear. And I get that she wants to take it off. So she rubber bands it to the point that it's black and oozing. And it actually looks like it falls off. Here's the problem. If you keloid, if you have that potential to keloid or make those big, nasty, darker or super light sort of scars, they come back. And they often come back bigger and more prominent. Scar reduction specialist and spokesperson Peter Batty said, "The videos are deeply disturbing. I advise in the strongest terms possible that no one should attempt to follow these instructions. They illustrate the real lack of understanding about prevention and treatment of keloid scars." So what do you do for the keloid scar? So, you know, cutting off blood supply, I get. I get why some people think, well, cut off the blood supply. We're talking about cutting off the blood supply to cancer. We talk about cutting off the blood supply of, I don't know, a variety of other issues. Again, we don't really like to do that in a medical setting. We banned hemorrhoids. Maybe that's the only thing I've heard of in the medical setting where we will use a rubber band. Have you guys ever had that happen to you? Where we put a rubber band around your hemorrhoid. And then we stop the blood circulation to the hemorrhoid, and then the hemorrhoid will fall off. Well, in that particular case, the hemorrhoid really shouldn't grow back. With keloids and scars, they do. So a lot of times what we do is we inject with steroid. Or we may remove the scar and then use steroids while we allow it to heal. Now, it's tricky, though. We don't really have a cure. You can also, by the way, keloid scar when you get tattoos. And when you get tattoo removal, sometimes we'll use silicone tapes or cryotherapy. Sometimes we'll use, you know, cold therapy to destroy the scar tissue. They've even tried anti-cancer drugs like 5-fluorouracil or bleomycin. Those things, again, they're expensive, but keloids stink. So don't try that at home. It's disgusting what I'm seeing. And I guess 10% of people have this risk. So if you are growing bigger and worse scars, go to the dermatologist, see what they can do. I believe there is some sort of art to allowing the wound to heal and keeping the scar tissue at bay. But when these keloids come up, they come up super fast. So right now, we don't have any cures. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big things to do is this communications network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so we've got a lot of news here. Okay, first, what's going on here with Russia? You guys seen this? Woo! Oh, boy. President Donald Trump warned Russia today to get ready for strikes on Syria, telling Moscow that you should not be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it. I don't know if Trump does his own tweets. Didn't they say that somebody else does the tweets for him? But I'm sure he has some sort of a thumbs up or thumbs down before it goes out. But Donald Trump has used Twitter to warn that a missile attack on Syria is imminent, which is unlike Donald Trump because Usually he likes to keep things a surprise. He usually likes to do things at Friday night after most news, you know, reporters have gone home for the weekend. You know, that's usually when the news comes out or somebody resigns or gets fired or whatever. Trump likes to do that so that, you know, you don't, a lot of people don't watch the news that much on the weekends. So very shrewd, smart tactic. So now everybody in the media knows to be prepared because Friday night could be a very, very busy night. But I guess he's warned that a missile attack on Syria is imminent, hours after the Kremlin vowed to shoot down any rockets fired at the Assad regime in retaliation for last week's poison gas atrocity in the Damascus suburb of Duma. And the president tweeted, Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming. Nice and new and, quote, smart. You shouldn't be partners with the gas-killing animal who kills people and enjoys it. He said, our relationship with Russia is worse now than it has ever been, and that includes the Cold War. There is no reason for this. He writes further, Donald Trump, Russia needs to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together, start the arms race, question mark. So, Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesman, I guess answered back at Trump's Twitters, saying, we do not participate in Twitter diplomacy. Boy, the Twitter guys must be beside themselves with all the, you know, publicity they get with this. We support serious approaches. We continue to believe that it is important not to take steps that could already harm an already fragile situation. Even though the Russian military has just announced the deployment of troops to Duma. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. All right. So, we have, British RAF tornadoes. We got Tomahawks, Ohio-class submarines, the USS Donald Cook out there. I believe the French are out there, too, to help. So I don't know what's going on with this. You guys probably know more than I. But you got two people there between Putin and Donald Trump that I don't think are, you know, back downable. So this could be a little scary. We'll keep you guys posted on that. But I just thought that was a little interesting. Another thing that happened just all of a sudden is Paul Ryan is going to quit. He is standing down as speaker and will quit Congress after the elections this year. Now, wasn't there rumors that he was quitting and he said, there is no way that's happening. I'm not going anywhere. One thing I've learned is if there are rumors circulating, the rumors are usually more true. The rumors are actually more true than the news that's out there. So there's all these headlines saying, Speaker Ryan's not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm like, oh, he's leaving. He, you know, I told you guys, I was at this one meeting where somebody was speaking. And it was one of the keynote speakers. And they go, look, there's news on social media that I've lost my job. And this is why you can't believe what you read on social media. I'm still here, obviously. It's ridiculous what happens on social media. Well, come to find out, when she went to work on Monday, yeah, she was fired. Somehow, people know more about what's going on than you do. And they get it from social media. So, that's interesting. Maybe Paul Ryan didn't know, but I... Anyway, he is going to conclude his service in January after 20 years in the House of Representatives. He said, if I am here for one more term, my kids will only have ever known me as a weekend dad. Now, his father passed away at the age of 16. He said, I just can't let that happen. He said his retirement in no way, deals with his relationship with Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's election had nothing to do with his decision to quit Congress. I just don't think it's a fun job. I don't think it's a fun job at all. So, it looks like they've been working together, but he does have two young boys and I think a daughter. And it's a good looking family and he wants to spend more time with the kids. So, I don't know. I've been thinking about politics. I've always thought about politics. You know, not that I would ever want to be dealing with Congress. If I run for, you know, any sort of election or any sort of position, it would just be president. I mean, why run for anything else and be told what to do? That just makes no sense to me. I mean, I want to do what my constituents want of me. And I don't want to sit here and have somebody who's my senior senator or my senior congressperson say, no, no, Dahlia, no, no, no. I know you want to save the trees and I know you want to, you know, repeal Obamacare and I know you want to do all this, but sorry, it doesn't work that way. You can't. And then I got to tell everybody who voted for me that I have to renege on all my campaign promises. I don't want that. I want people to like me. I want fans. I don't want votes. I want fans. So I would rather be president, you know, because you got a place to live. And I hear the chefs are pretty damn good. Nobody ever says White House food stinks. Has anybody ever heard that, that the White House food stinks? The other thing, too, that I would really, really like about the White House is apparently there's multiple bathrooms. I don't know how many. But I cannot stand it when the one or the two bathrooms we have fail. And now where do you go to the bathroom? And so the White House would have plenty of those. Also, I like the fact that there's, like, multiple bedrooms. So if my husband, like, ticks me off, I can just, you know, make him go to the go to another bedroom. You know, I'm like, well, I'm out of here. I don't think I like the decor. Every movie I see the White House in, I don't like the decor. I think you can make the White House look a lot more sexy and sleek and modern looking. I know everyone's like, no, 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 we got to make it look presidential. We got to make it look... Well, then if you want to make it look old school, like Abraham Lincoln-ish, well, then you need more woods, you know, and then you maybe need more like, you know, heads of deer, maybe have more candles. I mean, then you could do that. But everything is the Oval Office yellow? You never use yellow in a room. Yellow is jaundice looking. I don't get that. There are so many, so I don't understand that. So they say that the first ladies decorate. So I was like, okay, great. Melania obviously has some decent looking taste when it comes to how she dresses. So, you know, she does her makeup well. You know, her hairstyle's pretty good. So she'll know how to decorate, but I don't think they've let us see how she decorated some of the rooms. But that would be cool. Also, I would want, you know how they have like a bowling alley in there? And I think Barack Obama put in a basketball court. That's where our tax dollars are going, for the presidents to have, you know, half courts, three-quarter courts, whatever. Me, if I got to be president, I would want a 50s-style diner-type thing where you could get unlimited milkshakes and burgers and fries. You had a jukebox, I would love that with some good music. And then I would love pinball machines. A whole bunch of pinball machines. And maybe some Ms. Pac-Man and, you know, maybe Galaga and Centipede. Maybe some of the old school video games. So I would like an arcade. I think that'd be cool. But what I would really, really want at the White House if I was ever president is I'd want a racquetball court. Okay, basketball's okay, but I like being in a cubby. And you smacking that ball. So somebody in Congress did tick me off, or Pelosi, I don't know, went off on how we need to save Obamacare. I could just take that ball, and I could just smack the crap out of it and work up a really good sweat, get rid of all my anger and frustration. So I would probably do that. And then pool table, I like playing pool. And you know what I also like? I like ice skating. So I would also want an ice rink. But you know what? I wouldn't make taxpayers do that. I would make the Russians pay for it. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Because they know how to skate. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So have you guys been watching? You know, I turn on the news, you know, trying to get news and find out what's going on with Russia and Syria and all that. And Mark Zuckerberg, right, is in the hot seat. And even the Democratic lawmakers are really, really riding him. And this is just something I never thought I'd see. You don't really see Mark Zuckerberg on camera. You don't really see him out there. I mean, you see him smile. Well, actually, you don't even see him smile much. You usually see him, you know, pictures of him, you know, with his new wife. I think they've been married now for a while. And, you know, you just, when you see his picture, you're like, okay, well, the guy's rich. And that's, you don't really think much about it. You know, I didn't even know his voice. And I guess it was kind of interesting. I didn't have time to watch it. I think it's still going on. But Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is being grilled on Capitol Hill because of our personal data being harvested by Cambridge Analytica. And he said he was asked by one lawmaker if his own personal data was included. He paused for a quick second. He said, yeah. Now, I don't know how accurate some of these, you know, it was very, very interesting. I forget who the Democratic lawmaker was. She must have some law experience because she was phenomenal with the way she worded her questions and grilled him, and she stressed him for time. And she's like, yes or no answers. And she, every time he tried to expand on the yes or the no, she wouldn't let him. She's like, look, I only have 4 minutes. We don't have time. Yes or no. And so he said yes to his personal data included. Now, what personal data is that? If Cambridge Analytica has a cell phone number because they work together, he could have easily said yes. If he said no to that, which might have been the actual answer, if he said no, they didn't glean my data because I have all these firewalls and stuff, and there would be this big poop storm. So it looks like he hesitated for a second and answered yes. And I think people were, you know, like, oh, okay, well, oh, okay, so he's a victim, too. And I'm like, oh, wait a second. That was, I think, Representative Anna S. Hsu, California Democrat. She goes, your personal data, she clarified. So he pushed back on suggestions from the members of the House of Representatives that users do not have enough control of their data on Facebook in the wake of this privacy scandal. They are the world's largest social media network. They are, I believe, bigger than Twitter. Says every time that somebody chooses to share something on Facebook, there's a control right there. Yeah, that's true, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about you sharing data with, like if I put my data up there, I want to share it with my mom. If I don't want my mom to see something, I could block my mom from seeing certain posts. Every single thing you do on there, you have to opt in. It's not automatic. But you can hand pick what you share or not. Or you can do some general settings. I don't ever remember being asked if Cambridge Analytica could access. This is some third party. So he looked, I mean, it was very interesting. He had a good posture. Again, not the best haircut. I don't understand. I think he could be a better looking guy than he is if he wears, you know, anyway, he wore a blue suit. I thought the blue was interesting. You know, black suits usually, I think, do better, but he may be really into blue. You know, that's why Facebook is blue. So that's okay. He really likes his gray t-shirt, but he didn't wear that. And I guess yesterday he took questions for nearly 5 hours in a U.S. city hearing, without making any promises to support new legislation or change how the social network does business. And so investors were pretty impressed with his performance, and Facebook had a huge gain. I believe today they're a little bit down, and while he's still undergoing, I'm not sure how that's going right now. But it was very, very interesting. Lawmakers have been seeking assurances that Facebook can effectively police itself, and few came away yesterday having that confidence. And Senator John Kennedy told Zuckerberg, I don't want to vote to have to regulate Facebook, but by God, I will. A lot of that depends on you. Now, Zuckerberg apparently did some good deflection, requesting to support specific legislation, and then he was pressed repeatedly by Democratic Senator Ed Markey to endorse a proposed law that would require companies to get people's permission before sharing personal information. Now, Zuckerberg agreed to further talks. He says, in principle, I think that makes sense, and the details matter, but I look forward to having our team work with you on fleshing that out. I don't understand that word fleshing. I always thought that was fleshing it out. Well, I don't know where I'm at with law, especially this was very interesting because it was Democrats that were more all over him than the Republicans appears like. And if the Democrat were more
shall we say, left stance is more control, you would think those on the right would be more let's control. And people claim that Cambridge Analytica helped Trump win. I don't think that. Whoever liked the conservative values of the right and thought that Donald Trump was conservative enough to make that work was already sold. I don't think any ad on Facebook changed anybody. Maybe somebody will say, no, Dr. Dolly, I did. I saw an ad, and I thought Trump's hair was excellent, so I voted for him. Really. So I don't want to give Cambridge Analytica credit. But the Democrats are trying to figure out how Donald Trump won, so they want to blame Facebook, and they want to start controlling that, even though what's very interesting is I don't know if we're going to do any control. My control suggestion would be not allowing them to filter out any conservative view or conservative news and highlighting more leftist news. That would be, I would, you know, recommend a fair and balanced sort of approach if we were going to do anything. So we're being told that Facebook will have artificial intelligence tools within 5 to 10 years that will automatically flag and remove hate speech before it appears. Now, there's a lot of hate speech by users. I mean, wow, I've seen some pretty nasty stuff. But the company has 20,000 employees right now working to review security and content issues by the end of 2018. That's a lot of employees. Wow, that's a lot. Now, is that all? I don't know what his workforce is. I don't know how many employees he has. Does he only have 20,000 employees? Does he have a little more? I don't know. Now, nearly all of ISIS and Al-Qaeda's content is removed from Facebook and flagged before any human sees it. Zuckerberg said that's a success in terms of rolling out AI tools that can be proactively police and enforce safety across the community. Now, do you guys see what's happening here? AI tools. So, and again, I'm a fan of Facebook, and I'm really impressed with what Zuckerberg has been able to do. I mean, first, he makes it to Harvard. Second, he's able to, you know, make this platform that everybody loves. I mean, you know, I respect the guy, but he's an entrepreneur. He's a businessman, and he's a pretty tough cookie. And so later, artificial intelligence is going to be what's blamed for there being certain selectivity of what's on there. So if I, let's say, write Obamacare really, really sucks, even though I could write it and post it, it may not show up on any of your feeds. But somebody says Obamacare is the best thing since sliced bread, that will come up very easily on other people's feeds. Oh, no, it wasn't us. It was our artificial intelligence. Yeah, see, so that's a little tricky. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. And participating KFCs for a limited time. Prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we talk about everything on the show. We talk about politics. We talk about health. We talk about my personal issues. We talk about mother-in-laws. We talk about religion. We talk about the economy. And we talk about relationships. Andrew writes, I was listening to your show the other day. I'm falling for someone. I shouldn't. He writes, I'm falling for someone I shouldn't, but haven't acted on it. I'm married and so is she. So my question is, how do you fall out of love with someone? Oh, this is a good one. This is good. This is good. Okay. Yeah, the easiest thing to do, I mean, think about it. Whenever we got dumped,
the easiest thing to do, falling out of love with somebody, was falling in love with somebody new. But he's married, so I can't give him that advice. He's married. This happens a lot, people. I mean, it doesn't get talked about a lot because everybody's afraid, and they're so afraid if they talk about it. And if they're religious, the Lord's watching. And I don't know how you guys look at religion, but how I look at it is if you're trying to redeem yourself and if you are trying to improve or rectify a situation, I think, and you pray, God will give you the strength to do it. That's just, you know. But if you try not to admit it and suppress it and suppress it, that can make the situation worse. And, you know, I was asked once a long time ago, how often does it happen where you fall for somebody? Does a married person fall for somebody? Now, most marriages I know, and I don't interview people or ask people, but I assume it's not that common. You know, because you got a lot of religious upbringing, or you got some ethics, or you're like, no, not going to go there, not going to go there, not going to go there. But what's very, very interesting is people will openly admit, and they have no problem admitting, that they have certain innocent crushes on movie stars. You notice how people do that, which really kind of can give you a little keyhole perspective of what could be going on in people's psyche. My husband knows that I have no problem tripping over the coffee table to sit in front of a television if it's a Viggo Mortensen movie or a Michael Fassbender movie. He even don't tell me. He'll be like, Dahlia, Crimson Tide is on. Crimson Tide is on? Oh my gosh, is it the scene where Viggo Mortensen is... No. And then I'll sit there and I'll watch it like, why isn't Viggo Mortensen's shirt off? Okay, and I... What? It's like it's allowed. It's like that kind of talk is allowed, okay, in a lot of people's, I guess, you know, marriages, because nothing's ever going to happen. You know, and then, you know, quite like, I guess, you know, my mom loved Clark Gable. So she told my dad that, oh, she loves Clark Gable. He's got big hands or whatever. My dad had nothing to do. And then my dad would say, well, I love Dahlia Lavie. Dahlia Lavie was an Israeli actress, exquisite. I believe she was in one of the James Bond movies. Then my mom's like, wait a second, Dahlia Lavie? We named our daughter Dahlia. You said you just like the name of the flower. You named her after a... Wait, whoa. Then they got into a big fight, and my mom made me change my name to Dolly. And I was like, oh, hell no, Dahlia sounds more exotic. So that was an issue. But they got over that. All right. So... on Friends, you guys remember the show Friends, they came up with that concept of laminated list. So, that laminated list is if you're in a relationship, you are allowed 5 people on your list, some people make it 10, that they're usually celebrities. Very doubtful it's ever a politician. I don't think anybody wants to sleep with Elizabeth Warren or Donald Trump. But, these 5 people are on your list, and if they ever wanted to hook up with you, you were okay because it was on your list. Now, there is no way in my marriage we would do that. Now, of course, on my list, it's Viggo Mortensen, Viggo Mortensen, Viggo Mortensen, Viggo Mortensen, Viggo Mortensen. And then I have a second list, Michael Fassbender, Michael Fassbender, Michael Fassbender, Michael Fassbender. Okay, so those are on my list, okay? And so, yeah, honestly, if Michael Fassbender came to my studio and said, hey, baby, I wouldn't, please, you know, let him yearn for me, you know, why give away the farm, why do that, okay, so we may joke, we may whatever, but no, we're not going to cheat, it's not going to happen, but what I think does happen is I think people do, because we're animals, have that mental process where we may fantasize about other people. We may wonder what it would be like to be with them, what relationships would be like. I mean, you know, they say the average married couple in their head don't usually fantasize about the other spouse. People watch porn. So having this kind of pseudo acceptance of your mentally, right, or verbally or jokingly talking about somebody else, okay, could possibly allow a further step to happen where you actually, you know, may consider being with somebody else. And so that is where it gets kind of scary. So if you're single, you know, and, you know, I've told my kids this and stuff, you know, sometimes getting over somebody, the best thing to do is start dating somebody new. And then you like them better. And it's not that you were really, really in love with that one particular person. Sometimes what it is you loved being in love. That person triggered certain emotions, and that emotions triggered your dopamine. So you get into another relationship, and that person has the same ability to trigger those emotions. I mean, that worked with Corey. I was like, I am not dating again. And then I start dating Corey, and I'm in heaven again. So, sometimes what it is it's not the person, but it's the passion. Okay? You need to, if it's somebody that you're not supposed to be with, stop thinking about them. Do stop think, where every time they come into your mind, you say stop. You may have to avoid social media. You may have to defriend them. Out of sight, out of mind. Everybody says absence makes the heart grow fonder. Well, that's if you're thinking about them all the time. But if you're not thinking about them, if you're not fantasizing about them, then the other thing, too, is you really need to, from a psychological standpoint, this is what we would do in psychology, is why is it that you like the person? Is it that you dislike home? Is it that, you know, are you in a relationship where you're being hit and this person's not going to hit you? Or is it that you like the person just because they're flirting with you? Just because somebody's flirting with you doesn't mean you're really in love with that person. Do you really, really love them? You may be so confused with your dopamine and your adrenaline and all the other certain hormones that could be shooting out that you are interpreting it as love. And you're like, wait a second. I mean, do I really, really want to live with this person? Do I really want to deal with their, I don't know, ups and downs and baggage and all that? And if that person leaves me, will I have given up something better? You know, and so you need to really sift through and find out what is it. Well, you know, they like hiking and I like hiking, so we can hike all the time. Okay, well, that's nice, but is that really worth throwing a marriage away over? If you find that you really, really like this other person and you're starting to find excuses in your brain to dislike your current marriage, you need to get to marriage therapy. You could be throwing away a perfectly good marriage. Now, on the flip side, your marriage may have issues, and that's why you're seeking out other love. You may feel unloved. There may be no passion, and a lot of times the passion goes, but there may be no love, no feelings of acceptance in that relationship. That maybe the relationship is a dead relationship and both of you do need to move on. But don't act on anything until academically it has really been dissected. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Okay, listen up. Guns80.com sees the writing on the wall. They're after the AR-15. courts are ruling that you don't have a right to own one. Well, you need to get your AR-15 kit right now at Guns80.com. The beautiful thing about an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com is that nobody knows you have it, not even the government. It's completely secret. Obviously, that's going to be very important in the immediate future. So get your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit, best rifle you'll ever own, $499.95, Guns80.com. Go now, Guns80.com. Get it today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.